It's time now for Jesus is the Answer with Pastor Peter, coming to you from the International Christian Fellowship in Northeast Philadelphia. International Christian Fellowship is a Bible-believing church that preaches the uncompromised Word of God and prays for you and your needs. Pastor Peter is bringing the message of salvation, healing, and deliverance throughout the world. Now, here is Pastor Peter.
So Jesus Christ wanted to take your curse and my curse and redeem you and me from the curse. That's why in Galatians chapter 3 verse 13 it says, He has redeemed us from the curse of the law. Why? Because He was hanging on the cross for you and for me. But the devil wanted to kill Him. Devil wanted to kill Him when He was a baby. Devil wanted to kill Him many times. But His time didn't come. And this was His timing. The devil tried to kill Him in Gethsemane. Do you remember when He was fasting? Devil wanted to kill Him. He said, you know, go on the pinnacle of the temple and jump. The movies shows you Jesus went on the temple. Jesus did not go to the pinnacle of temple to jump. This was just the thought coming and temptation coming to Him. And the word of God said the angel came and ministered to Him. Here also you see, go to the book of Luke chapter 22 and verse 43. When He was praying, devil wanted to kill Him. He was almost half a dead. He could not have strength to get up. Go ahead.
And there appeared an angel unto Him from heaven, strengthening Him.
See, the angel of the Lord came and tried to help Him. Otherwise, He would have been dead in the Gethsemane. So He wanted to bring Him to His disciple. He was giving Him, strengthening Him. Then what He was praying? Let's go to the book of Hebrews, chapter 5, verse 7.
Who in the days of His flesh, when He had offered up prayers and supplications with strong crying and tears unto Him that was able to save Him from death, and was heard in that He feared.
Did you remember this prayer? He is praying anywhere. Not when the Lazarus was dead, He didn't pray this prayer. Not when the Jairus' daughter was dead, He didn't pray this prayer. When did He pray this prayer? He says He prayed with a loud voice, with the tears, and He prayed, and what He was asking? Save me from the death. And so I told you He was sorrowful unto death. And so the devil was killing Him in the Gethsemane. So He prayed, and the word of God says, God saved Him from the death, and God heard His prayer because He was obedient Son of God. He was the righteous man. So God heard His prayer. If somebody tells you, Jesus Christ was telling, I don't want to go to cross, I don't want to go to cross, and He prayed three times, and God did not hear His prayer, and God forced Him to go to cross. No. Jesus Christ went to cross willingly. If He didn't hear His prayer, and He didn't want to go to cross, that means He was forced to go to cross. No. The Word of God says He came willingly to this world. And so God says, who should I send? He said, I'll go. And that's the way Jesus Christ willingly came. The Word of God says Jesus Christ was slain before the foundation of the world. He could not change it. Already is done. So He cannot change it not to go to cross. But the devil wanted to kill Him in Gethsemane. And so he said to His disciple, pray for me. And nobody prayed. They were sleeping. Jesus prayed and God answered His prayer. So God did not allow Him to die. Now, if somebody said, oh, this prayer happened some other place, that means then Jesus could not die on the cross. He said He saved Him from the death in the Gethsemane, but He allowed Him to die on the cross because He said on the cross, I give my spirit into your hands. And the Word of God says He died. But here He says He didn't die. And so that's the time He was praying and He was weak. That's the time angel came, ministered to Him, And then he comes to his disciples. Let's go back to the Matthew chapter 26, verse 45.
Then cometh he to his disciples, and saith unto them, Sleep on now, and take your rest. Behold, the hour is at hand, and the Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners. Rise, let us be going. Behold, he is at hand that doth betray me. And while he yet spake, lo, Judas, one of the 12, came, and with him a great multitude, with swords and staves, from the chief priests and elders of the people.
Okay, now just think, picture in your mind. Just think that Jesus didn't want to die. And now, it's a darkness there. Nobody can find out where Jesus is. But the Judas knew, because they used to go to Gethsemane to pray all the time. So Judas knew the place. He would come and show them, and he even said, I'm going to kiss him, then you know who the person is. Because when you are in uniform, they were all wearing the same kind of clothes. And the military, everybody wears the same clothes. So even though their faces are different, but we think like they all look alike because of dress. So he said, I'll give the sign, I'll kiss him. And so now he's coming. Just think Jesus wanted to run away. He could see those people coming with these lights and all these swords and sticks. He could go another way. He could run away in the midnight. And he knew all those places because he was there all the time. But he was not running away from death. Only thing, he didn't want to die in the Gethsemane. Now here the people are coming. And how many people are coming? The multitudes. Multitudes of people coming with the swords and the sticks. Thank God he was not in the 20th century. Otherwise, 20th century, they are machine guns. And all kinds of bombs and grenades and everything. They would have killed all the disciples instantly. But that time they had only the swords and the staves. So they have to come close to somebody to kill. And so here he says, these people came and they were going to arrest him. But see what happens in the, go to St. John chapter 18, starting from verse 4 to 12.
Jesus therefore, knowing all things that should come upon him, went forth and said unto them, Whom seek ye? They answered him, Jesus of Nazareth. Jesus saith unto them, I am he. And Judas also, which betrayed him, stood with them.
Okay, now just think. They are coming, asking him a question. Jesus says, are you looking for somebody? Or are you looking for Jesus? He says, here I am. Judas is standing. Right now, they are just asking the question. And see what happens. Read the following verse.
As soon then as he said unto them, I am he, they went backward and fell to the ground.
Just think. Take the picture in your mind. They are asking the question. Jesus says, here I am. You want to arrest me? I am here. They could not arrest him. They could not catch him. They fell backward. Now just think, they fell backward. His neck is very open to you. You can cut everybody's neck when they are on the ground. Peter already had the sword with him. And so they are already falling on the ground. It was easy. He would have said, okay, Peter, I told you, take the sword, sell your clothes, and get one. He said, we have two. Okay, two is enough. So now if everybody is falling on the ground, two swords, two disciples had, is it easy to kill them? Yes. It was very easy to kill. They are helplessly falling on the ground. Nobody even pushed them. So the power of God hit them and they fell on the ground. They could have been killed. But Jesus did not allow his disciples to kill them. Okay, read verse 6-7. Same chapter.
Then asked he them again, Whom seek ye? And they said, Jesus of Nazareth. Jesus answered, I have told you that I am he. If ye therefore seek me, let these go their way.
Okay, then what he's trying to say, hey, listen, you want me? Take me. Let my disciples go. And that's what he was praying in John's Gospel, 17th chapter. He said, I don't want to lose any of them. So he already prayed. Nobody should kill them right now. I'm ready to die. My disciples should be safe. And God heard his prayer. Okay, verse 9.
That the saying might be fulfilled, which he spake, of them which thou gavest me, have I lost none. Then Simon Peter, having a sword, drew it, and smote the high priest's servant, and cut off his right ear. The servant's name was Malchus.
Now see, here Peter waited too long. He did not ask Jesus, they are on the ground, can I kill them? No. Now they are already standing on their feet, and now they are ready to arrest Jesus Christ. Now Peter coming out of his half asleep, and he wants to cut the neck of somebody. He just saw with his servant close by. And what did he cut? His ears. And some people make a joke out of it. Peter was a fisherman. So the fishermen, when they catch fish, what they do? Clean the fish, and first thing they cut the ears. And so that is in his mind, so his hands goes directly to ear, not the neck. But if he was a soldier, he would not be cutting his ears. Now there are snipers trained. They pinpoint and they kill the... If even the people are there, 100 people, and they want to kill one person, they pinpoint and they kill that one person with that bullet. But Peter didn't have any aim. He just cut his ear. Still, Jesus Christ did a miracle, the last miracle. Go ahead.
Then said Jesus unto Peter, put up thy sword into the sheath. The cup which my Father hath given me, shall I not drink it?
See now what he's trying to say? The Father has given me cup, and I should not drink it? Now somebody said, but you prayed before, I don't want to drink it, and now all of a sudden you want to drink it? From this we know, this cup he wanted to drink. The other cup, dying in a Gethsemane with a bleeding, that cup, he didn't want to drink it. That comes clear. Okay.
Then the band and the captain and officers of the Jews took Jesus and bound him, and led him away to Annas first, for he was father-in-law to Caiaphas, which was the high priest that same year.
Okay. Let's go back to the Matthew, chapter 26, start reading from 48.
Now he that betrayed him gave them a sign, saying, whomsoever I shall kiss, that same is he. Hold him fast. And forthwith he came to Jesus and said, Hail, Master, and kissed him. And Jesus said unto him, Friend, wherefore art thou come? Then came they, and laid hands on Jesus, and took him. And behold, one of them, which were with Jesus, stretched out his hand, and drew his sword, and struck a servant of the high priest, and smote off his ear. Then said Jesus unto him, Put up again thy sword into his place, for all they that take the sword shall perish with the sword. Thinkest thou that I cannot now pray to my Father, and he shall presently give me more than 12 legions of angels? But how then shall the scriptures be fulfilled, that thus it must be? In that same hour said Jesus to the multitudes, Are ye come out as against a thief with swords and staves, for to take me? I sat daily with you, teaching in the temple, and ye laid no hold on me. But all this was done, that the scripture of the prophets might be fulfilled. Then all the disciples forsook him and fled. And they that had laid hold on Jesus led him away to Caiaphas the high priest, where the scribes and the elders were assembled. But Peter followed him afar unto the high priest's palace, and went in, and sat with the servants to see the end. Now the chief priests and elders and all the council sought false witness against Jesus to put him to death.
Okay, now see here. Jesus Christ did the last miracle, that servant's ear was cut off. He took that ear, put it back. In another gospel he says, but their heart was not changed. In the last minute he wanted to help those people. He even said, Peter, please keep the sword away, because whoever uses the sword, that person will be killed by sword. And that's what happened to Peter. Peter was killed by sword. So, Jesus Christ, whatever he said, it happened. Now, here he's saying to these people, you came to me like a thief or robber or your enemy. I was in your temple. I preached. I teached. But you didn't kill me at that time. But this has to happen. And this is the timing. This is not ordinary people. the high priest, the Pharisees, the elders, and all these Jewish people are religious people, and the Passover is coming, and in this Passover time, they are trying to kill somebody. And the Word of God says they got the false witnesses. If you read in the Psalm 27 verse 14, they bought some false witnesses and tried to bring people against him. Please read.
Deliver me not over unto the will of mine enemies, for false witnesses are risen up against me, and such as breathe out cruelty.
But the Jesus Christ knew these people will bring false witnesses. Here in another gospel, another psalm also says, Psalm 35, verse 11, they bought the false witnesses, and Jesus says, I don't know even what they are talking about. Means they bought the false witnesses which didn't have any base. Go ahead. Go back to the Matthew chapter 26, verse 60.
Yea, though many false witnesses came, yet they found none. At the last came two false witnesses, and said, this fellow said, I am able to destroy the temple of God and to build it in 3 days.
Okay. Now, when they heard this, because Jesus said it once, go back to the St. John chapter 2 and start reading from verse 19.
Jesus answered and said unto them, destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up.
Now, just think. If the Jesus Christ said, destroy this temple, and pointed out to the temple, then it's okay. Because in those days, they didn't have the cameras, they didn't have the videotapes. If they had the videotapes and Jesus Christ said, destroy this temple. But he was pointing towards him. How do we know? Just read it and you will know it. Keep on reading. Verse 20 and 21.
Then said the Jews, 46 years was his temple in the building, and wilt thou rear it up in 3 days? But he spake of the temple of his body.
See, he said he was talking about his own body. That means they are going to destroy this temple. I'm going to raise this temple after 3 days. So they bought the witnesses, but they had no clue. They were just lying. Go back to the Matthew chapter 26, starting from verse 62.
And the high priest arose and said unto him, answerest thou nothing? What is it which these witnesses against thee? But Jesus held his peace, and the high priest answered and said unto him, I adjure thee by the living God that thou tell us whether thou be the Christ, the Son of God.
Now here, up to now he did not say a word. The Word of God says he held his peace. He was not afraid of anybody. He was not in trouble. He was calm. He was not trying to convince them to let me go or something like that. He was calm and peace. He was not afraid. He was not sweating. He was not a criminal. He was not looking for the escape. He was calm and cool and holding his peace and not saying anything. So the man, the priest, saying him, putting an oath in the name of God, and tell us, are you the Christ, the Son of God? When they asked him, in the name of God, tell us the truth, if you are the Christ, the Son of God. And if you would have kept quiet, what does it mean? I am not, right? Last Sunday we were studying the Word of God. He says, faith without works is dead. That means if somebody believes in Jesus Christ, and somebody asks you a question, are you a Christian? Tell me now, otherwise I'm going to shoot you and kill you. If you kept quiet, what does it mean? You're not a Christian. And so we have to open our mouth. That's what the Word of God says. If you believe, then you confess with your mouth and tell other people that I believe Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. So now they ask the question, are you the Son of God? Are you the Messiah? And if he kept quiet, then he is not a Messiah. But what did he say? Let's read verse 64.
Jesus saith unto him, thou hast said, nevertheless I say unto you, hereafter shall ye see the Son of Man sitting on the right hand of power, and coming in the clouds of heaven.
He used the word right hand of power. He used the word for God of power, because Jewish people do not use the name of God. So very sacred. So he says, I will be at the right hand of my Father, actually, he was saying, and I will be sitting there, not only sitting at the right hand of the Father, but I will be coming back again on this earth to start a millennium kingdom. And those people did not understand. If they knew the Bible, they would understand. Go to the book of Daniel, chapter 7, and read verse 13 and 14.
I saw in the night visions, and behold, one like the Son of Man came with the clouds of heaven, and came to the Ancient of Days, and they brought him near before him. And there was given him dominion, and glory, and a kingdom, that all people, nations, and languages should serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion, which shall not pass away, and his kingdom, that which shall not be destroyed.
See, if they knew the scripture, then they would know what Jesus Christ was saying. But they thought he's blaspheming. And so if you remember Stephen, and he was testifying, and they did not like what he was saying. And he said, I see the heaven open. And he started testifying what he was saying. Let's read book of Acts chapter 7, verse 55.
But he, being full of the Holy Ghost, looked up steadfastly into heaven and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing on the right hand of God.
Now hear what Stephen is saying. I see the heaven open and I see Jesus Christ standing at the right hand of God. But Jesus Christ was saying, you will be seeing me sitting at the right hand of God. Now somebody says he was saying sitting, and how can he standing? Jesus Christ was sitting at the right hand of God as soon as he went from earth to heaven. But when they were killing Stephen, he stood there to welcome Stephen to heavenly home. So that's what he was standing. So the point I'm making, what Jesus Christ said is proof in the Word of God that Jesus Christ is in heaven. And we got the witness from the Stephen. And many people do not believe in Trinity. This is a very good scripture, what the Stephen was saying. He says, I see the Father and the Son. And the Holy Spirit was already given on earth. So he said he was full of the Holy Spirit. So Holy Spirit was present. And then he says, I see the Father and the Son. So Trinity was very well explained by Stephen, even though he was not talking about Trinity. So let's go back to the Matthew chapter 26, verse 65.
Then the high priest rent his clothes, saying, He hath spoken blasphemy. What further need have we of witnesses? Behold, now ye have heard his blasphemy. What think ye? They answered and said, He is guilty of death. Then did they spit in his face, and buffeted him, and others smote him with the palms of their hands, saying, Prophesy unto us, thou Christ, who is he that smote thee?
Now see, these people said, just because he said, I'm a son of God, and I'm coming in the cloud, and I'm going to start my kingdom on earth, they said, this is blasphemy, and they made him guilty of death. There was no court, there was no justice. Whatever the man says is done. He said he is guilty, and the Word of God says they start spitting on him, they start mocking him, they start hitting him and say, now you know, tell us who hit you. It was easy for Jesus Christ to tell what they were doing, but the Word of God says this prophecy was fulfilling. Go to the Isaiah chapter 50, verse 6.
I gave my back to the smiters, and my cheeks to them that plucked off the hair. I hid not my face from shame and spitting.
He was not hiding from them. He allowed them to do whatever they wanted to do. And so Jesus Christ came here to take all the persecutions, all the suffering for the mankind, so we don't have to suffer. Otherwise, when we're suffering, looking unto Jesus, who is the author and finisher of our faith. Okay, let's go back to the Matthew. Start reading from verse 69.
Now Peter sat without in the palace, and a damsel came unto him, saying, Thou also wast with Jesus of Galilee. But he denied before them all, saying, I know not what thou sayest. And when he was gone out into the porch, another maid saw him, and said unto them that were there, This fellow was also with Jesus of Nazareth. And again he denied with an oath, I do not know the man. And after a while came unto him they that stood by, and said to Peter, Surely thou also art one of them, for thy speech bewrayeth thee. Then he began to curse and swear, saying, I know not the man. And immediately the cock crew. And Peter remembered the word of Jesus, which said unto him, Before the cock crow, thou shalt deny me thrice. And he went out and wept bitterly.
Now see, in this chapter does not say anything about John. But if you read the same John chapter 18, the word of God says, we don't have time, you can read St. John chapter 18, verse 15 to 17. Here he says, John, the disciples, he knew the high priest. So he went first, and Peter wanted to come. They did not allow him to come. Then he goes and says, Peter is with me, and they brought Peter in. And then this thing happened, he denies him three times. I was just thinking in my mind, why they did not ask the question to John or any other disciples? Why they went after Peter and asked him three times? Why? Because Jesus Christ said it, exactly what you're going to do, and exactly happened. Jesus Christ says, I am the truth. He says the truth. And so we have to know what Christ said, it happened to him, but it did not happen to John. John was right there. Please read that. Go to the St. John chapter 18, verses 15 to 17.
And Simon Peter followed Jesus, and so did another disciple. That disciple was known unto the high priest, and went in with Jesus into the palace of the high priest. But Peter stood at the door without. Then went out that other disciple which was known unto the high priest, and spake unto her that kept the door, and brought in Peter.
See, Peter was not even allowed to come there. John went inside.
You've been listening to Jesus is the Answer with Pastor Peter of International Christian Fellowship in Northeast Philadelphia. If this program has been a blessing to you, please let Pastor Peter know. Write to Pastor Peter at Post Office Box 5033, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19111. Again, that's Pastor Peter, Box 5033, Philadelphia, PA, 19111. Pastor Peter and his prayer partners are taking your calls right now. The number is 215-342-3759. Again, that's 215-342-3759. You can also send email to icfprayerline@comcast.net. Every Sunday at 11 a.m., International Christian Fellowship has a worship service with communion and healing service. You can find more information at www.internationalchristianfellowship.org. This is a faith ministry. Your prayers and financial support are greatly appreciated. And please remember to tune in next time for Jesus is the Answer.